Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out on Sunday mornings with the hope and aim of fixing our attention upon the Lord. Before we walk through the doors of our church, before we gather and sing, before we open God's word together, just to begin to prime our hearts this morning. And today I want to just take a look at Daniel chapter 3. And for many of us, this is going to be stepping back into maybe Sunday school and a story that's probably very familiar to many of us. In Daniel 3, verse 16, it says this: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Many of us know the backstory of this text, that King Nebuchadnezzar is calling people to bow down and to worship this golden image that he's created. And these three boys at the time stand up and are defiant in what King Nebuchadnezzar is asking them to do. And you know what I love about these three boys is they don't try to negotiate with Nebuchadnezzar. They don't stall. They don't flinch. They just look at him right in the eye and basically say, look, our God can save us. He's big enough. He's strong enough. He's mighty enough. But even if he doesn't do what we hope he does, we're still not going to bow. That's incredible faith. The kind of faith that trusts God regardless of outcome, because these three boys knew exactly what the ramifications of not bowing, of not obeying King Nebuchadnezzar were. And how often do we honestly try to negotiate with God? We may not have that type of faith. We may ask questions like, God, I'll follow you if you fix this. I'll worship you if you make life easier. But true faith, as we've seen in this text, says, Lord, I'm yours because you're worthy, period. That's it. And that right there is the invitation for all of us today. And some of us might be walking into church this morning carrying heavy stuff. Maybe within the last week or few, we've received a doctor's report that wasn't what we had hoped. Maybe there's financial pressure. Maybe there's family tension. Maybe there's decisions in front of you that you simply don't know how to make, and you're thinking, God, I need you to show up. Well, he can. He absolutely can. And I hope you know that. I know that. But the deeper question is this: can you trust him even if his rescue looks different than you imagined? Can you trust him even if the outcome is different than you'd hoped for? Because the God who met those three boys in the furnace is the same God who walked out of a tomb. And if Jesus has already defeated the one enemy that we could never defeat, which is sin and death, then you can trust him with whatever difficulty or trial you may be facing today. So as you get ready for church, the Lord invites us to bring our fears, bring our doubts before him. We come to worship the God who can save, the one who is still good, even if the story doesn't turn out like we'd hoped. Let's have that type of faith this morning. And so, Father, as we prepare to gather this morning, Lord, I pray that you'd set our hearts, prime our hearts, and anchor them the way that you anchored Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Lord, I pray for courage for us, courage to trust you, not because we see or know the outcome, but simply because we know your character. God, I pray that you'd remind us that you are able to deliver. You are worthy, even when things may turn out differently than we'd hoped. But God, I pray that you'd prepare our hearts to stand firm this morning, to worship passionately this morning, and to walk in your presence with confidence, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.